time to find out what's happening weather-wise in the growing areas. Mike Sola joins us from the weather office. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jay. And would you believe it, more rain. Although the forecast for next week does include less rain across the Midwest, the bottom line is wet fields are ahead of us. Frequent rounds of showers and thunderstorms will keep the soil in great condition for those crops that are already in the ground. But if you're waiting to get out into the field, there will be more delays ahead as precipitation will continue to generally steer towards the northern third of the country and also along the Gulf Coast. There are going to be some pockets of very heavy rainfall, so soil moisture will continue to be good enough to support crops, but also too wet to get back out into fields in many areas. If you do get a chance to get out into the field, again, conditions should be nice because computer models are indicating that in about a week to 10 days, we may see a return of much warmer conditions across the Midwest. There has been some significant heat building in the western states, and again, the models are indicating that it'll start to spread across the central plains and into the Midwest. And again, if crops in the field, conditions should be real nice for that. But wet conditions that are keeping people out of the fields, that does not look to resolve itself anytime too soon. And again, in the Delta in the southeast, they do look for precipitation. Some conditions will be a little bit too wet for today through the weekend. And right now, it looks like the northern portion of the Delta should start to dry out next week. Scattered showers will be more numerous and stronger today through Saturday in many of the northern locations. Some will pick up the beneficial soil moisture as dry weather starts to occur next week. Outside of the Midwest and the southeastern portion of the country, western states have been very hot and generally very dry, and they do look for a hopeful bring some precipitation. There have been a lot of scattered showers, but really nothing that has provided a lot of moisture. The showery weather will persist in the Intermountain West. Warm and dry conditions will start to impact areas in the Northwest, with bringing some stress to the fall sown grains in that area. Again, locally heavy rainfall returning to the lower Ohio and middle Mississippi valleys. Producers struggling to get into late season field planting activities done. Disease will remain a concern in respect to winter wheat because of the excessive moisture and the upper Midwest unusually cool conditions. And so if there's a ground in the upper Midwest that is a little bit too wet, it will take a little bit more time to dry with the cool temperatures. The 6 to 10-day outlook that takes us through the 19th of June calls for the likelihood of below-normal temperatures returning to the western states and pretty much retaining in the northeast. Warmer than normal conditions are expected across much of the south, and that warmer air will start to spread into the Midwest as well. Meanwhile, above normal rainfall in the east and from Northern California into the Intermountain West into the Central Plains contrasts with the drier than normal weather expected across the south central U.S. And again, over the course of the next week to 10 days, there could be some areas that see not only a continuation of wet fields, but there could also be some more widespread lowland flooding, especially in the Ohio River Valley, where again, some expectations over the next 5 days, pretty widespread 2 to 4 inches of rain, and that stretches all the way from the Ozarks of Missouri in through the heart of the Ohio River Valley and starts to reach into the northern Tennessee River Valley. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.